was. And guess what? That's enough. Why? Because first of all, remember this, he's calling me. He really is calling me. Do you understand me when I say he's calling me? Mm-hmm. Of course not, because you think that he has a speaker, loud speaker, or maybe he's calling myself. No, calling me like a little flower early in the morning beside the path will call everyone's attention, will grab your attention. That flower is calling you and you respond. That's what attraction is. Why I say that? Because I know if we have time to waste here, I could fill years of talking about how the beauty calls human beings. Are you studying? So what? That kind of attraction is beautiful. We are attracted to the beautiful. So the beautiful is attracting us. Why? Could I be ugly in that case? I believe this one. The other version who didn't saw me, he saw the clay, he saw the animal, he saw the monkey, he didn't see the breath in here. I don't believe that one. I believe in this one. This is why we believe that we are worthy and capable of beautification. And majorly, this path is about beautification. And this beautification is a very strange one. It doesn't come with adding a new scarf and removing some scars and dressing this way or that way. It comes only with polishing, getting rid of the things that we don't need anymore. Do you remember there are things we don't need anymore? That principle of logic? First of all, nobody eats you. And you are overfeeding yourself. And reproduction is enough. So, we don't need a lot of that animal wheat. So we could relax and create beauty. Some of it is formal beauty. Mozart, Michelangelo Buonarroti, Da Vinci, Picasso, Salvador Dali, I don't know. Which one do you want to go in? Which of this field? These are the professional fields. Start with the amateur one, the general field. Create kindness. Be a person who, by walking, will create the possibilities for kindness. That's the only thing worthy of. But for that, first of all, you have to forget about yourself. As long as there is a little bit, a trend of hair, of yourself in you, you will not get it at all. Remember here, definition is very hard. There is no 95% being in love. It doesn't exist. Either you are or you are not. Either you are blind or you will see it. So the first thing to do is to avoid believing in the shadow of your eyebrow in your eyes. How about that? Let's hear it. Who is volunteering except these two gentlemen? Someone else to read this. I didn't say you candidate someone else. I was someone to volunteer for this question.
I'll try.
You are volunteered by him. That's him. No way. Okay, let's hear it.
This is the story of Omar, the time of Omar.
Which one is it?
This is
331.
Well,
this is 112.
112. Yeah, it's in time of Omar.
How in the time of Umar, may God be well pleased with him, a certain person imagined that what he saw...
What is this time of Umar? Everything could happen any time, right? When a storyteller starts to say, it happened this time, or it happened that way, or that fellow was there, you should think. And we know this Umar fellow. We saw him twice in the second part of book one. Once, the messenger of Caesar, you, came to visit him, and he was the caliph, he was the guy who knew everything. Second time was in his time, there was this fire they couldn't fight. And he said, no, 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 you have to change your style. They said, we did. He said, no, you do it as a habit. Whatever you do as a habit, it's not you. Who is that? That's the animal. Habit is for animal. Human beings should think every single time. Yeah. This is the Umar fellow, right? So in his time now, we have a problem. Yes?
A certain person imagined that what he saw was the new moon. The fasting month came round in Umar's time. Some people ran to the top of a hill in order to take the new moon as a good omen. And one of them said, look, O Umar, here is the new moon.
This is a very... interesting traditional stuff that you may not even believe in, but that's how it is. There are two different calendars, moon-based or sun-based. Moon-based calendar has some little shifts, and for that matter, the elderly people in old time, they try to see it in the sky. The problem is seeing it. It's not like the other calendar that you could precisely say that in this day it happens or not. So, at the beginning of the month, they rush up on the hill to have a clear view of the sky and see the moon. Especially after Ramadan, because they want to start eating again.
As Umar did not see the moon in the sky, he said, this moon has risen from thy fantasy. Otherwise, I am a better seer of the heaven.
How is it? I'm going to translate all of this once for all. We cannot. That's khiyal, that word. Remember, that word that is imagination, it's image, it's illusion, all of that. And to us, we start with that, and we said khiyal. It's the best. The khiyal of my beloved. The image or imagination of my beloved. But we know that there are other illusion making and self illusioning stuff that we call khiyal. And that's not what we mean. So we leave it at khiyal. Sometimes it's translated fantasy, sometimes imagination, sometimes something else. Yes.
Otherwise, since I am a better seer of the heavens, how is it that I do not see the pure crescent? Wet thy hand, said he, and rub it on thine eyebrow, and then look up towards the new moon. When he wetted his eyebrow, he did not see the moon. O king, he said, there is no moon. It has disappeared. Yes, said Umar, the hair of thine eyebrow has become like a bow and shot at thee an arrow of opinion.
What does that mean, this last verse? Because I don't think it makes any sense, not to me. Because first of all, it's a rhyme in Persian language between the arch and guessing something. This imagination, when it is not correct, actually, you're not imagining, you're guessing, you're further away. He's playing with those two words. More than that, he wants to explain something that You should know that in literature. Eyebrow. Eyebrow is the arch. Means is the sky of your vision. Is the main stuff about beloved. You talk about that arch. Your own eyebrow means your own limitation, your own sky, your own horizon in a way. And more than that is to do something with your hand and pull away that trend of hair from your eyebrow, which is blocking your way of seeing the clear sky, and you think that it's just that beginning of the moon. He wants to say all of that in a poetic way, and it's almost impossible to translate with all the meanings. But when he goes, therefore, okay, he was preparing something, because he will go, when one heard, which in Persian is more close, so therefore, it happens like this. He wants to come back to a reason that you don't need a lot of mistakes to go away. A little mistake could make you lose everything, because that mistake happens in a precise turn and you don't turn, and that would be it. So you don't need big mistakes. When it comes from yourself, a little one is enough. Yes?
When one hair became crooked, it waylaid him, so that, making a false claim, he boasted to have seen the moon. Inasmuch as a crooked hair veils the sky, how will it be when all your members are crooked? Straighten your members by the straight. O you who would go straight, turn not your head aside from that threshold.
Again, a very nice wordplay in Persian, acoustically especially, and difficult to translate, because it's rost and rostan, which are two very special words. Rost is correct, is right, is just, is justice, is a main part of hap. That's rost. Rostan means some people who are the best to be appreciated as they stand up tall. This is rostan. And you remember standing up and being responsible was the main principle. Therefore, you should avoid all the distortions, not only in your eyebrow and in your eye, in all your senses, because you have five senses, we talked about it, and none of them is perfect. If one is distorted, this will happen. Imagine that all are distorted. So you have to correct them. How? By these enlightened ones. Find them and correct yourself. Do not revolt against this enlightened one, because that's the corner you should be. And that corner is Astan in a way, and that is Rastan and all of that. Yes. If you want to correct yourself, you need the right instrument, which are the corrected ones. See?
Balance makes balance correct. Balance also makes balance defective. Whoever weighs the same as the unrighteous falls into deficiency, and his understanding becomes dazed. Go, be hard on the infidels. Sprinkle dust on fondness for the strangers. Be as a sword upon the heads of the strangers. Come, do not play foxy tricks. Be a lion. In order that the friends, moved by jealousy, may not break with you, because those thorns are the enemies of this rose. Set fire to the wolves, as to root seed, because those will